Ja, hallo zu einer Talkzone. Das ist jetzt unser Special-Format vom Endzone der DAZN NFL Talk. Talkzone, da ist viel Anglizismen und Abkürzungen dabei. Wir haben mit zwei NFL-Spielern gesprochen, beziehungsweise wir zur einen Hälfte, weil Herr Stadler noch in Olympia Gold geholt hat und bei Mecole Hardman nicht dabei sein kann. Aber du warst beim zweiten mit am Start.
Genau, also wir haben Mecole Hardman, der die Chiefs zum Super Bowl gebracht hat mit seinem Catch. Mit dem hast du gesprochen, wie es da so läuft im Trainingscamp. Und dann haben wir es beide geschafft nach meiner scheinbar Goldmedaille. Die wird mir vom IOC wahrscheinlich dann noch nachgeliefert. Bisher ist sie nicht angekommen. Egal, anderes Thema. Mit Tyler Lockett, dem anderen Wide Receiver, heute in diesem Podcast gesprochen von den Seattle Seahawks. Auch der hat uns ein paar Sachen erzählt mit neuem Trainer, ohne Pete Carroll. Also ganz spannende Einblicke. Und Flo, wir starten mit
Mecole Hardman oder Tyler Lockett? Such's dir aus.
Dann machen wir Ehre im Ehregebiet Mecole Hardman.
So machen wir's. Viel Spaß.
Die Talkzone.
Thanks for your time, mate. Obviously, right down off from the field, from training camp. So how are you doing, actually? You're outside.
Yeah, we're doing good, man. I just got to do a practice. Not too bad. Gonna go, you know, shower up, get ready for meeting, so.
Okay, so we did the meeting starting. You have always long, long days. We actually talked to NFL players about that one. What's maybe new for you personally in this training camp? You all have a lot of meetings, a lot of training, but is there something special for you?
No, not really. I think it's the same thing, man. I think it's the same kind of training camp, you know, same type of grind, just different people around. So it's literally the same for me. Just, you know, go out here, try to work hard and, you know, make some plays and, you know, get on this team.
Of course, a play like you did in the Super Bowl. My colleague Christoph, who cannot be here, unfortunately, mentioned that Super Bowl day is something special for you. Last year, you make that big catch in overtime to secure the championship. 2 years ago, your baby was born. What are you planning for next year, Super Bowl day?
I don't know, man. You got to get there first. You got to take a day at a time. I had a couple, you know, last couple Super Bowls been big for me. Like you said, baby, walking it off. Now you're trying to go to another one. So, it's been big. Just trying to, like I said, just take a day at a time, man, and go from there.
Of course. And after the catch in a Super Bowl, it's your third Super Bowl ring now. How different maybe was the perception regarding you as a person? Also, you were in talk shows after that one. Is there something that growed because of that catch, because of your third ring?
I mean, the hard work, bro, you know, just having a third ring, I think. But I don't think I look into it that deep like that. I think it's all normal, the same thing after each one. This last one just had a little more meaning to me, I guess, because, you know, I did walk it off and, you know, a lot of stuff, a lot of opportunities came from that. So that's probably like the difference of that.
Hey, I'm asking also because you're pretty quickly after the season, you also got your contract extension for 1 year then. I mean, perfect timing, I would say, huh?
Yeah, got a deal, 1 year deal. You know, hopefully, you know, after this year, you can get that and you get that long-term deal that I've been looking for, you know. Got hurt like my fourth year, which kind of messed that up. And then, you know, had a, you know, mishap, you know, my fifth year. So,
yeah.
So now you just come this year, man, just want to have a good, healthy year. And hopefully, you know, come after this year, even, you know, the Super Bowl, whatever, and, you know, get that longer deal that I've been looking for.
Maybe we would come to the new season now, because the topic in last season was, I mean, you got the trophy, but it was also the wide receivers, the drops and all that stuff in Kansas City. From your perspective, what do you work on, especially maybe in training camp, especially with Coach Connor Embree on the wide receiver position?
He's basically fundamentals, man. Lick the ball in, you know, make the plays, finish after the catch. Just all the simple, small things. I think when you work on the fundamentals and get that down, I think everything else follows along with it. So,
okay. But in training camp, maybe for all of our viewers, it's also very interesting. Is there something that you players give also the coaches, maybe in playbook style and new plays and all that stuff? We saw that from the Kansas City Chiefs for trick plays, but also maybe for the normal offensive scheme. Do you do something? What would your coach say to change in playbook or play style?
I think Coach Reed, the coaching staff is the coaching staff. I think we we've been doing, you know, similar things the past, you know, the 6 years I've been here. So nothing really ain't changed. Just, you know, different terminology. Maybe a little, you know, hiccups here and there on different plays. But you really start getting to the change of the playbook and the style when you get into season and different teams that you play and depending on how teams are going to play you. So for right now, it's still the same. Everything's still, you know, going in, getting installed the same way. And not too many different, you know, different looks right now. You probably get that more into the season.
And what do you like more? Because you're a speedster. I mean, your nickname is Chet. Do you like it more on the outside, one-on-one, or you're also maybe for more catches inside in the slot?
Oh, I like the slot. You know, I think I'm more freely. I can move around in the slot. That's kind of like where I live at, you know, going in motions and, you know, getting out the ball. Outside is cool, too. One-on-one, definitely on the island. I like that as well, but probably more comfortable in the slot.
Okay. We were looking forward to that. You also got new colleagues for that position, a wide receiver position. Of course, the first round pick, Xavier Worthy. What do you say about him? Because he's also pretty fast, isn't he?
Yeah, he's pretty fast. He's sliding. Good receiver. You know, he's, you know, coming in, learning the playbook, finding his way, finding his role. So he's doing real good. Can't wait to see what he's gonna do this season. It's gonna be nice. He's just getting on the same page with Pat, getting that chemistry built, and doing his thing this year that he needs to do. So it's gonna be fun to watch him.
Would you say we will see more vertical Kansas City Chiefs big plays again, like 2 years ago, especially because you also have Hollywood Brown, you and Worthy? It's like a speedster, a wide receiver core.
Yeah, probably got a fast receiver class, receiver core in the league. You know, Definitely Hollywood brand of speed, X brand of speed. I got the speed as well. So it definitely can be a big play, you know, waiting to happen at any moment. But it's just gonna be up to us to make sure we put the work in and take advantage of the opportunities when those plays are called.
Maybe when we could take a quick look on your division now, because there's everything pretty new. The Raiders have a new energy. The Denver Broncos with a little rebuild in offense, and the Chargers, everything is new with Jim Harbaugh. On paper, I mean, it's always in the offseason, everyone got better or new ideas. Will it be harder to win the AFC West?
I think you know, it's always hard when you're a champ, when you're the reigning champ. So I think everybody gonna give you their best shot. We've been getting that the last, you know, 5 years, you know. So I think we kind of used to it, but I think we also know what we need to do as a team. And then when you got those experience, those veteran players here that know exactly what's going on, and that knowledge and like that experience that plays a lot. So, and then you got a great head coach that, you know, put a great staff around. So I think we're going to be ready for those moments and those teams. And when we get there on the field, all we got to do is just go execute and play our best game, and, you know, everything else take care of itself.
And do you also or already look on the other opponents in the division, what they are doing, especially with new faces and stuff? Or is this something you have no thoughts about because you're totally focused in your training camp right now?
Yeah, we're focused on training camp, man. We're just focused on getting these plays down, the system down, you know, getting the chemistry down. We got new players, younger guys here. So we're just trying to figure that out and worry about ourselves. And when we get to that hurdle and when we get to that season and we got those teams we got to play, that's when we start focusing on what they got and how we match up with them.
So you seem to be very being into it and very prepared. Maybe what's your goal for the next season, your personal goal? I mean, it's hard to top if you had the game-winning catch in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, my goal is, man, you know, my first goal is just to make the team. You know, I think, you know, it's a very competitive camp. So me, myself, just want to just make the team. Then after I make the team, and my goal is just, you know, take advantage of every opportunity that's given to me on the field and go from there. And hopefully, you know, everything else take care of itself.
Okay, so all the best for this season. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it. And have fun in the long meeting and the training camp, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And Flo has a Kansas City Chiefs jersey. Yes,
and there's a Niners also. I'm sorry for that one.
Oh, my gosh.
I knew that he was talking about that shirt. I knew it.
But so, I mean, Tyler, you could send me a new one. So no worries about that one.
If you guys are the Seahawks partners, that's the last thing y'all should be doing this supporting other people in our conference or our division.
He will destroy it immediately if he gets a Seahawks shirt. But let's start with the point we're talking today. Tyler, first of all, thanks for your time. How is training camp going? Because everything's new in Seattle. How was arriving at training camp at the facility without Pete Carroll?
I mean, obviously it was different. You know, I've been with Pete for 9 years. So with this year being the first year we start with Mike, it was a lot of things that were different, but there was a lot of adapting that needed to take place and a lot of adjustments that has been done, especially with the coaching staff included. So I think everybody just kind of came in with no expectations, just kind of wanting to hear everybody out, wanting to meet everybody where they were at, understanding that this is going to be a different team. It's going to look like a new team. And so we just got to make sure that everybody is on board as we try to go out there and achieve the very thing that we set out to do.
So is the biggest challenge maybe for your team now in this training camp point where we are, to adapt, to get to know each other, to know what the coaches want, to know the play style, because every team has long days, of course, with meetings, but it looks like that you have longer days then because everything is new.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's easy when you got majority of the same players. So obviously we've played with one another and we kind of have that chemistry to where we don't have to kind of learn that chemistry from the jump. But when it comes to the coaching staff, you kind of got to start over from scratch and kind of try to understand their game planning, the scenarios of how they want to call games, how they want to be able to attack practice, how they want to attack teams, coverages, players as individuals, stuff like that. So sometimes you can be able to get a feel of kind of like how the coaches are or how they want to attack people in meetings. Sometimes you can tell whenever you're in practice, you start to get a deeper and complete understanding. And so it's really just that type of stuff that's new. Obviously, the more and more that you have the same coach or the same coordinator, it becomes a lot more easier because it's not, you're not at a place where you're having to learn everything again. But, you know, for this first year, everybody is in a school, you know, type of classmate mindset because we got to learn everything.
What is your impression about your new coach, Mike McDonald? I think it's very interesting to see the development of him, of the team, being now a head coach. What is your first impression so far?
Well, definitely, I think he's super, super smart. He understands the game. You know, he lives and breathes football, and he's always been one of the best coordinators. Everybody kind of saw it last year when you look at the Baltimore Ravens defense. Always had him playing at a high level, making – really, really big time plays. The communication was key in their defense. And so you can definitely tell that, you know, when it comes to our defense, that they're starting to communicate a lot more and they're starting to learn how to play off of one another. And they're getting a feel of how Mike wants them to be able to attack the offenses, just lining up on defense. So I think he's, like I said, super, super smart and very intelligent when it comes to just game planning and being able to figure out teams.
And is it something that you guys always talk about? Because everybody in the media is talking about that he's a defensive-minded coach. Is that something that concerns or maybe affects you as an offensive player? And also the same question for your new offensive coordinator. What is your impression so far from Ryan?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it really matters if it's an offensive head coach or a defensive head coach. I mean, I just think that means that they're just going to have more of a hand in whatever their primary focus is on. I think that, you know, Grubbs has a lot of freedom to be able to kind of call the offense and the plays the way that he wants to be able to call it. Obviously, when they were at UW, they did a great job, whether it was running the ball or whether it was throwing the ball. And so I think, you know, he kind of has free reins to kind of call the plays as he sees fit. If Mike wants to be able to change some things or he wants him to do something different, then that's when you adapt and adjust and do what it is that the head coach asks you to do. But I mean, right now, I think everything is going great. I think we're learning the offense. I think we're playing at a high level on offense. And, you know, I'm very excited to start seeing what it looks like as we get these preseason games going.
I think the offense will look different than the years before. I think this could be also an advantage for you as a wide receiver. I mean, DK Metcalf, Jason Smith and Jigba, you as a wide receiver, a nice group of wide receivers. With the new offense, with maybe more passing, that spread offense, a lot of wide receiver on the field. Could this be an advantage for you that it will be another great season?
I mean, you know, I think that's a possibility. I still think, you know, we got to figure out still how is the offense going to look as we go against certain teams? What are these teams going to give us? I don't think we're just going to go into a game saying we're going to throw the ball 40 to 45 times. I think that we're going to go into the game and we're going to kind of take what the defense gives us. So if we're running the ball and they can't stop the run, then we might run the ball 40 times. You know, if if they're putting eight in the box and they're trying to stop the run, then we're going to pass the ball 40 times. So I don't really think that we're going to go in and just say that we're going to be a high passing offense. I think we're still going to be a balanced offense. We're just going to kind of learn how to take what teams give us.
And how was it right now in the training camp? Geno Smith missed a couple of trainings, of course, but you have a new backup quarterback, so to say, Sam Howell, who was also started last season. What is your impression from him? And maybe what can we expect from Sam Howell? Because I think he got a pretty good potential, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody got a chance to see him whenever he was with the Commanders. And now that, you know, we were able to trade for him, we've been able to kind of practice with him a little bit and work on our chemistry to where we can get in sync on certain routes and kind of how he sees the game and stuff like that. And so I think he's going to be in a really great spot as he's learning the offense and as he's starting to develop into the quarterback that we all know that he could be able to develop and become. And so, you know, obviously he got to run with the ones a little bit the last couple of practices, and I think it helps out, you know, for him because sometimes you see things a lot differently when you run with the ones and, you know, you get a better type of feel of things. But I think, you know, he's doing a pretty good job. He's making the plays. He's making the throws. And a lot of the receivers are making some big-time catches as well.
But, of course, the number one is Geno Smith. How do you see his development? It's a kind of still a fairy tale how he went from, yeah, let's be a backup or what else, and now being maybe one of the best quarterbacks in the league for the Seahawks.
Right. I mean, you know, he's been playing phenomenal. I think when we first started camp, he just was balling from the jump, like not looking back and just being able to play at a high level. And so, I mean, it's been very exciting to watch. You know, he hadn't practiced the last couple of practices, but he came out there and practiced today and he did a really good job leading the offense again. And so I think, you know, he's doing his best each and every day. You know, you could tell he's getting better and better because the more and more that you play, the more that you get a feel of the game, a feel of the team, and it allows you to be able to play more at a high level, especially when you got a deeper understanding of exactly what the other side of the field, the defense is doing.
So it looks like that you guys from the Seahawks are building some challenges and get to know each other. And it's really, really exciting to see how this will develop. Let's talk about maybe about your division. How do you see the role then with all this being said in your division, which is kindly always thought about? And also the Cardinals maybe are back in this scenario for next season. Well, so what do you
think? We will see.
Yeah, true. But so what do you think, what role can we expect from the Seattle Seahawks in the NFC West?
I mean, I think we just got to kind of wait and see. Again, I think it goes into preseason for us to be able to even see how we're going to be as a team when it comes to the offensive plays that we'll run, the defensive plays that we'll run. I think that, you know, our division speaks for itself. It's always a competitive division with high-level teams that's playing each and every year, and anybody could lose at any given moment, just like anybody could win at any given moment. It's always a game that's going to be determined by physicality and smartness, not just toughness, but also smartness and who can do things right longer. And so I think it's always a toss-up to know what's going to happen. Obviously, everybody kind of has their own opinion on how they think things are going to happen, but you still got to go out there and you still got to be able to win each game and you still got to make things happen. So I think we got a really great chance to be able to win. Obviously, like I said, everybody else is kind of opinionated in how they feel and they're entitled to it, but you still got to go out there and you got to play.
It isn't an easy division for sure. I was surprised when I checked your home record the last 3 years, 13 wins, 12 losses. I had been once in when it's called Lumen Field years ago. It was hilarious to be there. Why was it so tough in the last year to be that home beast you had been, the years before?
I mean, I think, you know, sometimes I think things just didn't go our way. We had a lot of penalties when we lost some of those games. And when you have penalties, it doesn't matter how great that you play on whichever side of the ball, because those penalties can put other teams into a place where now they're able to score a touchdown or kick a field goal. And so I just think that, you know, for us, we would play great in the first half, and then we just would be out of sync in the second half. So we just got to be able to learn how to put a full game together.
If we talk about the new season for you personally, do we have special aims for you, writing down, I want to have the 1,000-plus yards, I want to do 10 touchdowns, what else? Because last year you missed the 1,000 yards, also was a good season, I would say. Do we have any personal goals for 2024?
I mean, not really. I mean, you know, I try to always just make sure I play for my faith in God. I think that, you know, when you have goals and stuff going into the season, it's just tough because it's all dictated upon the quarterback throwing you the ball and the offensive line blocking and the running back doing their part and the tight ends and other receivers doing their part to be able to get you open. And so, I mean, you can't really control what your yardage is or how many yards you go for, because you're depending on all of these different types of things that happen. You still need the defense to play a certain way, to guard you a certain way. And so, I mean, you know, for me, I just want to go out there and play at a high level and just try to get better each and every week, each and every game. Again, you can't determine when they decide to use you as a decoy going into a certain week or when they decide to utilize you and allow you to be able to play at your highest level. It's more that goes into, you know, a team sport than being able to get individual goals. And yeah, sometimes it sucks because as a receiver, you play at a high level and that's how you get noticed. You know, you make plays, you make touchdowns, you get yards. That's how everybody talks about you. But at the same time, I mean, it's not your decision on when you decide to ball or not ball or get the ball or not. It's what's best for the team and how is that going to be able to help the team. And so sometimes your stats take a hit because, you know, you don't get utilized the same.
So you mentioned, of course, the team all the time, and you as a, I mean, you're long in the league right now, and maybe your role is also the leader in your wide receiver core, who is pretty the same like last season. How big is your role as leader at the Seattle Seahawks, especially for the offense?
I think my role is however big or small that they want that role to be. I think that, you know, obviously we got some great leaders in DK and Geno. And so I think that for me, I just kind of, you know, I just kind of float around and do whatever it is that the coaches or the players want me to do or need me to do. I'll pretty much just do that. So I wouldn't say that there's like a direct role that I have or direct leadership that I have. But I mean, I just kind of do what I kind of see and just kind of make decisions off of what I feel may be necessary.
I have a quick last question. When do we see again, in New Orleans or maybe the next Germany game for the Seahawks?
Well, I mean, hopefully it's in New Orleans since that's where the Super Bowl is this year.
Exactly. Perfect. That. So good luck for this mission, of course. Thanks for your time, Tyler Lockett.
Appreciate Thanks very much. It.
Really, really exciting what you're doing with your new coaching staff and the offense. We are looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Appreciate it, man. Look forward to it as well.